So namaste, welcome to this guided contemplation session. And as with all of these sessions that we've been doing here on the Core Teachings program, we're looking at the process of contemplation as a way of working with issues and challenges that are coming up for all of us. And we're just going to take something that's going on in a real life situation for someone and just work it back to find the question that works right now. And then just go through some contemplation and see how we get on. So I'm here today with Elaine. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Helen. Yep, I'm good.
Good, good. Thanks for volunteering to do this session. I know it's not always the easiest thing to do, but I appreciate it. Lovely. So before we started recording, we were talking about something that's going on for you right now, a karmic pattern that's happening. And you were kind of saying that the thing you struggle with is finding the right question. So, you know, and sort of the answers that pop up are, yeah, this is actually very true. You know, kind of as soon as you ask that question. Did you want to just start us off by just explaining a little bit about like what you were saying before about what happens when you try to find the question?
Okay. All right. So there'll be a feeling and stories attached to that question or a question. And then I start to try and find the question. However, I have looked at previous recordings, and it seems that the question and answer is too easy. I find usually it's a feeling of some fear, and the stories go with it, but then the stories go on and turn into other stories and get really kind of complicated. And I find it really difficult to pick out the question that's going to give me the answer that it's not true. As I sort of think that it's not true, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels that the problem or the stories are really true.
Okay, so what tends to happen, what can happen sometimes, and I'm really glad, I'm not glad that you're experiencing this, but I'm glad that it's coming up so that we can, because it's so common. I hear it so many times. I just can't seem to find the right question, or I find a question and it jumps, and then that doesn't, and I'm just like leapfrogging questions around and not really getting anywhere. So what tends to happen with some, when we touch upon some kind of very raw karmic pattern that really comes with some, you usually either fear or guilt or shame, something inside us wants to release this, of course, and something also doesn't. So it spins out, the moment we start to look at it, it spins out all these extra stories, you know, sort of look at this one over here, look at that one, don't look here. And another way, it's kind of like a subtle defense mechanism. And another way that our egoic sense of self does that is by not being able to find the right question, in terms of, I don't feel like I can move forward because I don't feel I've got the right question. And then we probably very quickly end up with, and I'm talking from my own experience here as well, when it came to guilt, you know, everything for me about being a parent and the way I was with my mom, and everything was just like riddled with guilt, you know, and this sense that I'm not good enough, somebody's going to find me out and all of that. I tried so hard to find the right question until I realized it wasn't so much about finding the right question here. It's about just kind of pushing through the defense mechanism that's trying to get me to look elsewhere, not to look at this. Because if I look at this deep down, ego says, I'm going to find out it's true. I'm going to find out that I really am not good enough. And I couldn't bear that, you know, some sort of sense inside. So ego, bless it, you know, is doing its best to kind of divert attention, because it says, do not look here. This is a bad idea. Can you get a sense of it going on inside?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were talking, and you just raised the mother issue, and it is that I'm not good enough. I've tried, and everything I've done is not good enough. But the security of that means I don't have to take the responsibility for it. It's someone else's problem. It's not mine. In a way as well. So, and I don't think that I am strong enough or good enough to take the responsibility for that. So yes, all these questions, you see, I'm already skirting around.
Am I really good enough? Am I strong enough?
Yeah,
all of that.
Skirting around. I can just be chasing that for ages and ages. And then
mind makes this nice little loop that goes around and, well, not nice, but yeah, concise loop that goes around, and, you know, you feel like you're getting nowhere. And then feelings of frustration, hopelessness, despair. Total feeds into the unworthiness as well, that I'm never going to be able to do this contemplation to even get out of it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And I really just want to say, before we go any further, this is going to be so helpful, because pretty much every single person I've ever met has felt this way at some point about it, you know, contemplation, because it's quite effective when we get going with it fully. Everything within us tends to resist it. You know, you probably noticed that also with the statement process that we do, you know, with meditation, with anything in general, let's face it, you know, anything that's effective is going to be resisted. And if you can take that bit, not personally, that, you know, the fact that you're resisting is just not your fault. Like, ego is doing what it does. This is what it does. It tries to keep things the same. And that's what it does. It's just kind of, it doesn't like change, does it? And it doesn't like kind of opening up. And okay, so is there any question that's shouting louder for you at the moment? Or we could just use a very general question which says, is it really true I can't find the right question? You know, that one just really helped me just break through and get started with it, you know. So just take a moment, and there's no rush. Mm. Absolutely okay if you can't decide on a specific question. I think, as we said earlier, it might change anyway. You know, I did a session with someone yesterday, and it changed four times in the session, the question.
Yes. There's something about the mother. I think also Christmas coming up. There is something about that I want to question, and I'm really, really afraid of it. And that's pushing it's my identification with that. Seems to be forever.
What about is it true it's not safe to contemplate? Not safe for me to contemplate? Or something along those lines.
Yes, because this is really there, and yes, it's in meditation, it's in everything, and it's holding me back, or I feel it's holding me back. So,
or is it true it's not safe for me to wake up? Or
you know,
just sort of play with that one inside, see if it comes up with something that, because the whole thing I'm getting from you is, it's kind of not safe to go any further, and whether that's in meditation or inquiry or contemplation like this.
Yeah. Hmm. Is it true that I can't open up and allow just allow I don't know what. Allow things to move, maybe.
Let's do the simplicity of, I really like, is it true I can't open up? You know? Shall we get started from there and see?
Okay.
If something else feels relevant as we're moving forward, you know, just feel free to voice that. But because that's really, I think, the crux of it, isn't it? Sort of defense mechanism against kind of looking at this stuff and going deeper. And
Yeah.
Okay. So is it true it's not safe for me to open up? And just a few things about the contemplative process. I'm just going to ask you to tell me any answers that come at all, and that includes kind of thought answers, emotions, memories, or epiphanies, if there is any, even if there's a deep silence, that's a kind of answer. And there's no right answer. And if there's no answers coming at all, that's also absolutely okay. It's not really about the answers. It's about us being here with this question. So it's not a goal-oriented thing. We don't need to get anything out of this. We're just here with the question. And that's all we're doing. We're just sitting. The question's more important. Just being here in this openness together with a question. And whatever happens, happens. It's a success either way. Even the fact that we're doing this right here is a success, isn't it, in a way?
Yes.
So, and it doesn't matter if there's long periods of silence between you saying, you know, telling us anything that's going on inside, thoughts, emotions. We did a session the other day where there was like half an hour of silence, but that was perfect. That's what happened that day for that person, you know. So just sitting with this question every now and again, just reminding yourself. And if you forget the question, don't worry, I'll remind you, because sometimes that's another way.
Yes, it's another way of pushing it aside.
So is it true?
Smiling because I
can open up.
Yeah. I'm smiling because I can feel that I'm pushing against.
So here's a type of answer already. Here's a kind of energetic answer of resistance. And it's
shoulders.
Okay. There's tightness in the body, probably another kind of answer.
Yeah.
Something inside is saying no. And just doing your best to just allow that feeling. It's not pleasant, but just allowing it best you can.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong answers here. This isn't the wrong answer. It's just an answer.
Yeah.
And you can understand why something would want to look away now. It's okay.
My breath, I want to hold that. Yeah. Not.
So we're getting some physical answers.
I'm
here.
Rocking. Yes. My body's
You might feel the urge to stretch or yawn or something like that with this tension going on inside, you know. It's okay. Movements the body does, it knows how to be with this stuff if we can kind of let it. And we're just watching and seeing what happens. That's all we're doing. We're taking a very passive stance here. We're not trying to fix anything.
No. Now it's in the bottom of my spine. Yeah, I'm moving around.
That's okay. That's
my body. Can I ask the question? What was the question? Is it true? It's not safe to open up.
You're doing absolutely amazing. The first kind of answers we encounter are these kind of heavier energies of resistance, and not bad or wrong, just slower, heavier, not feeling so pleasant in the body.
And we can just let those be flattening out, palms and hands.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, kind of relax.
So just all we need to do is just stay with the question: is it true it's not safe for me to open up? That's our only kind of work here, is just every now and again to remind ourselves of the question, just gently. just as a way to kind of refocus. There's nothing that needs to happen in this time. There's no right or wrong answers. There's definitely no final answer here.
I can keep moving. Or I am here. Kind of trying to let that be, but I don't really want to. If I move, it's not all here then. It's somewhere else.
It might feel more concentrated in certain places in the body, you know.
Yeah.
Resistance energy. And
yeah.
Just being here like this is doing the best thing we can right now to be with this. It's a kind of love, this, isn't it? I'm kind of letting this be best I can.
Oh, dear. I think I bought some tissue. Yeah, okay.
There might be some emotions coming up, some emotional answers too. Just take your time. You're doing amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't want to feel. The feeling with after fear is sad. Well, it is tears, sadness.
Kind of emotional of sadness and pain, yeah.
Yeah.
This is really what the defense has been about, in a way. I don't want to feel this. And
yeah.
Of course, with any emotion, you're going to have a yes, I want to feel this and release it. And you're also going to have this no, still, I don't want to. We can allow both of those. They're both just answers, a yes and a no, and the emotion itself.
It's also so what?
Yeah.
What's sadness going to do? Yeah. Fear's better. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. These are the thought answers that are coming. Mine's trying to explain why you feel this way, isn't it? And
yeah,
as a way to feel better. Yeah. Yes. And it's okay.
There's also the story. You know, why are you crying? What have you got to cry for? Not a good thing.
We can just see that as a thought answer too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mind is just speaking about what it's observing, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is it true it's not safe for me to open up?
Yeah. It comes from that. Can't be sad. It hurts her.
Mm-hmm. So a sense that my own opening up is going to cause someone else pain, and I can't do it. Yeah.
Yes. It's better to keep it.
And maybe this is where this defense.
And the fear is coming. I can feel that prickling now.
Yeah.
That retelling.
So you're doing amazing, just allowing all these thoughts and emotions, these answers, and your body's of course giving you answers right now too. How's your body feeling?
It's my stomach. Well, it's not my stomach, so it's there, isn't it? It's my gut. That is feeling I'm not sure. I was going to say I feel nauseous, but I don't. I'm being drawn into the
It's the center of what we want to have happen, our personal desires in the stomach, the solar plexus. And we all want to feel safe. We all want to feel free, happy, all of that, don't we? So
yeah.
You might just notice some energetic stuff going on in there. It's just a kind of energetic answer too, isn't it? It's okay.
Yeah.
Just reminding ourselves of the question. Is it true it's not safe for me to open up? Just whatever answer wants to come, or no answer at all, absolutely fine. Some answers will feel nicer in the body than others.
All right. Okay, to open up to there.
To there, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, isn't it? Whatever answer we get,
we're respecting. Doesn't seem to be a good thing, or it doesn't feel safe at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Whatever answer comes like that, we're going to just let it come and respect it. There's no right or wrong answer here.
Yeah.
We're not trying to make anything happen or fix anything either. We're just here with this question. That deeper breath as well. It's a little bit of an answer there, isn't it? Different answer.
Yes. Yeah. Feels good to say that. That's as far as I'm going to go for the moment. It's
That's absolutely okay, isn't it? That's absolutely okay.
Yeah. I have to be slow. Or yeah.
As fast as your body wants to. How about that?
Yeah.
As long as it takes is as long as it takes. Because we're not even trying to open up here. We're just investigating this question.
It's when I slow down that I can allow. Mm-hmm. I use speed to stop.
The question for me just allowed me to open up and just slow down a little bit, and really just begin to be with myself in a more authentic way. And you might find that begins to happen now with these emotions coming and things.
Yes.
And this is contemplation here. Being with this question is contemplation. Can you see that there's nothing that needs to happen here, is there? Whatever happens in this time we have here is perfect. And if nothing happens, that's perfect too. It's about kind of just being with yourself in a way. And even if you did have some huge epiphany, it would be gone in a few minutes after, wouldn't it? It really wouldn't matter in the grand scheme of things. This here begins to feel much nicer than any epiphany, just sort of being with yourself in an authentic way. And the question is really just a doorway for that to occur. Is it true? It's not safe for me to open up. And that has gone from a complete no to I can open a little. That's not the goal of the contemplation. We're just kind of noticing the answers. Is there even such a thing as a final opening anyway that we might have imagined, you know, where I'm finally open? What is open anyway? What does it actually mean? Or is it just some idea we've had? Right now we're both as open as we can be in this moment, and that's enough, isn't it?
Yes. Am I open?
Say that again, sorry.
Am I open? Now, am I performing? Am I performing opening?
And you might be, and you might also not be at the same time. Some part of you is doing what it thinks it needs to do. And some part of you is just kind of chilling out a little bit more.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one or the other, does it?
No. Take me sort of back up here, but not closing the thought. Then wants to divide.
That's okay. Mine's trying to explain what's happening, you know, narrate its way through the process, and that's okay. Just thought answers. Can you see that we don't need anything to happen here?
Yeah.
Maybe we just, each time we contemplate like this, we're just a little bit more in touch with ourselves. That's all. Just a little bit more intimate with our own body-mind. And that's going to continue to deepen every time you do this, and there's no end point. It's more a way of being that we're learning here than trying to get anywhere, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's an annoying little tick. yeah.
What's that saying? Is it a kind of a yes, but, yes, but?
Yeah, yeah. It's a, hang on. You're feeling, you know, your body's feeling more and more like it's sinking, settling. And so, you know, they're opening, they're expanding. But I'm not, still going to vibrate and be there, ready.
Does that need to disappear? Can that just be an answer that, does it have to go away? Does it have to be the wrong answer that? There's still, for me, there's still a little something that jumps up and down.
Yeah. You know,
and it's just, okay, that's there. That's, it's just, might always be there, and it doesn't need to get in the way. It's just more and more, it's just what it is here. Just another answer here.
Yeah.
Just allowing every answer that wants to be here in this moment. Some we like better than others, you know, we like peace better than fear, but
yeah,
we can allow both, you know. It's, and there might always be something jumping up and down going, but this isn't getting us anywhere, this isn't fixing anything.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it starts. It's all right for it to jump up and down. It wants to bring something in to upset, to Yeah, do something. That's that. He wants to do something.
That's his job, isn't it? It does something to fix things. That's, if it had a hat on, ego, it would say, I fix things, you know, or something like that, wouldn't it? Or a t-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
Just letting that be, it's just a kind of energetic answer. It's okay that it's here. Is it true it's not safe for me to open up? That laughter is a kind of answer too.
Yeah, same. You're silly. No, you, me, you know, this is silly.
Yeah. It's just a kind of answer to this sense that there's something wrong with us, that I have to keep trying to work on myself, and just kind of chilling out like this isn't really going to fix anything about me, is it? You know, that kind of sense.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there is that.
But just allowing these energies, these resistant energies, best we can, is just helping them to come to the surface and be felt. And they begin to dissolve in their own time. We don't need them to go away. It might not be so pleasant feeling, but...
it is the thought of doing things right, being seen in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm performing.
What I think I need to be.
It's very tiring, wanting to get, you know, wanting to be a bit more spontaneous.
We've been very spontaneous today.
And allowing all that shit stuff.
Yeah.
To be seen, and to, for me to accept it as it's there, and it isn't just mine. I haven't got it, the whole lot of shit.
It's kind of endemic.
It's shared risk. Out.
It's, everyone has it, yeah.
Being embarrassed and
I can guarantee that anyone that watches this will be noticing the exact same feeling inside. You know, it was the same for me, that I as if what we fear more than anything is just exposure, isn't it, some way, some kind of So let's just sit with this for 2 more minutes. Let's just stay with this question for a couple more minutes and see, give ourselves, not waiting for anything to happen in that time. Just, it's just be nice for 2 more minutes just to be here with this.
Yeah.
Is it true it's not safe for me to open up?
Head is just dropping.
Can you see that we didn't ever find the right question? We just kind of found a question that would work as a doorway, and the longer we stay with any question, the more positive kind of the answers become, energetic, emotional, mother body relaxes a little bit, and that is an ongoing thing. There's no end point for this, is there? There's just kind of more and more open each day, more and more relaxed. And however much I open each day more is totally okay. This is love in action. This is authenticity, being with what is right here, isn't it? Like this. And there's something so refreshing about that.
It's like the head wants to be engulfed by the fog. It wants to be safe.
So can you, would you like to kind of, is there anything that you've experienced today in contemplation that's different to what you thought it was? Or what do you feel, or would you like to share with everyone that you've experienced that's different to what you thought it was or they might be thinking it was?
Doesn't have to be a question. It doesn't have to be a specific question. For me, it seems important that I use my body to find it. That by using the body and slowing it down takes the mind it helps the mind relax. Is that the right word? Relax, yes.
It just kind of mind starts to slow down a little bit, doesn't it? It's
rather
than sort of thinking about stuff all the time, we're more and more just being with whatever's going on.
Yes, and it helps repeating. They're a bit repetitive. It's like a meditation.
And exactly that. In the end, there's no difference between contemplation and meditation or self-inquiry in the end. It's just another doorway that allows, is into the noumenon experience of it, but also an inclusive way of all the phenomenal things that need to happen as well as that, you know, whatever energetic things need to go on. And really, we're just being the noumenon with the question. We're being that open space of awareness. We're just watching, being aware of whatever's coming up in that. And for me, I really began to see there's no difference between the two things. We might call it contemplation, meditation. They're just different ways into the same experience of your real self. Contemplation was just good for me to be able to let whatever needed to move. You know, some of my most effective contemplations were kind of done at a brisk walk because I just couldn't sit still. I had to go for a walk.
I suppose the other thing is just sitting here is that mind can be friends with itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just happen. Kind of making friends with yourself again in a way, aren't you?
Yeah.
In a very authentic way.
Yeah.
You might have been pushing against our egoic energies and pushing against our mind and all of that, and pushing against the resistance as well, you know, which...
Yeah.
We've done amazing, absolutely amazing. And I hope you're feeling proud of yourself for going through that and showing us. And hopefully you see it's easier than maybe, or different to, maybe not easy is the right word right now, but different to what you thought it was.
You know? Yeah, I think I'll be more accepting of what happens if I sit and meditate and there's a question or something bothering. Maybe I'll be more accepting of whatever's happening.
This is contemplation, you know. Contemplation actually translates as spending time looking at, you know, in a very literal way. And that's kind of what we've done.
Yes.
You know, we haven't fixed anything. We haven't changed anything. We've just kind of been with ourselves, which is rewarding in itself. You know, it's not a means to an end so much. All the things get released, energies get released, but we're just doing it because it's nice to be here with a question that's different to what our mind says about it. Wonderful. Well, thank you for giving your time for this. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Lovely.
I'm a teacher.